Hi, Chevra, welcome to Munna Daily. We're getting ready for Lag BaOmer. Unfortunately, this year, it's not going to be the usual Aliyah to Meron, but that doesn't mean that we can't have an Aliyah. One of the extraordinary things that we say in the piyut that we sing is Ba Yochai Moshev Tov Yashavta. You say, Ay, Rabbi Shimon, you had such a great setup over there in the cave. It was gewaldig. Yom Nasta, Yom Shabarachta, when you ran away and you were hiding, Bamarusurim Shamarata in the cave. Sham Kanisa Hoidcha Vahadarecha. In that place you acquired all of your glory and all of your splendor. So it's hard for us to understand. In the cave, Moshev Tov Yashavta, that's a good place to be. In isolation, in quarantine, and by himself. Moshev Tov Yashavta, Shom Kanisa Hoidcha Vahadarecha. That's where he became Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's where the Zohar came into the world. Shom Kanisa. So, you know, that's the way it is in life. There are difficulties that we go through that when we're in them, we don't feel that it's a Moshev Tov. We don't feel that we're in a good place. But somehow, Hashem brings us through those difficulties, the times that we spend in the cave. And we can acquire great things during those times, much greater than when things are easy. There's a famous Torah from the Rebbe Meilech, the Kuzhin Samagid, and the Parsha, Emor Elokahanim Bnei Aharon V'Amart Lehem, where it says twice, Emor V'Amarta. So Rashi says, why do you need twice? La'azir Agadolim Alaktanim, that the older Kahanim have to watch out for the younger Kahanim to make sure that they're Tahirim, that everything is good. Emor v'amarta, la'hazir gadol maktanim. So the Rebbe Melech and the Kozhus of Magad explain that there are times in life where a person is a gadol. He has a moich in the godless. Things are clear. His priorities are right. He understands what's important. He knows really the tachlis of life. Those are called great days, big days of life. Then you have ketanim. Then there are the small days, when things don't go particularly well, or days of smallness, of katness, when you're not really thinking so clearly. Lahazir gadol malaktanim means that one needs to daven very, very hard while going through the times that are great. Please, please, Hashem, help me to remember these times when I descend back into times of katness. Right now, we're living in a difficult time, but an unbelievably great time. There's a certain clarity. There's a certain sweetness. There's a certain recollection of why we were created that we're feeling with all of the difficulties and sadness. It's an unbelievably great time, a big time. Moich in the godless. I'm thinking all the time, Barsham, what's going to happen when all of this is over? And life returns to, you know, normal, regular C minor. Please, Rabbi Shalom, help me hold on to the bigger thoughts, Lahazir HaGadolim Alaktanim, that there should be a light, a Zohar, a Rabbi Shimon, something bigger that I'll be able to take with me from this time when I head into the smaller times, the regular times of life. And that's Bayuchai Moshe Tov Yashavta. All of us are a little bit like Rabbi Shimon, a little bit like Rabbi Shimon, Yom Nasta, Yom Shabarachta, that we were sent to hide, B'mara Surim, in the cave. Let's acquire big things during this time. Sham Kanisa, Hoidcha V'Hadarecha. Everybody should have a Lechtig in Shabbos and a Freilich in Lag BaOmer.